Behind the Herald Headlines with Darren Mann.
Behind the Herald Headlines with Darren Mann. There's cricket underway at the moment. The South African women's Protea team involved in a battle with their Sri Lankan counterparts. The T20 part of the Sri Lankan tour is a thing of the past, and they came from one down in the series to beat our ladies by 2-1. Joining us on Behind the Herald Headlines, wicketkeeper Sinala Jafta. Sinala, you played in the first match in Benoni, which we won, and then we lost the following two against Sri Lanka. What's your general impression been of the series so far?
It was a really competitive series. We always knew that Sri Lanka were going to come hard at us. But I think for an overall perspective, I think personally, I kind of know that what we need to work on, what we're good at. And it's always a good thing to have, especially with the T20 World Cup slowly approaching.
It was a tight run thing as well. Sri Lanka winning the third and final match to take the series 2-1. They got over the line in the last over, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. One bigger question, could we have done better? I think so, but I just think where we're at as a team, we kind of know that it wasn't the best performance, but obviously how do we correct it with such a quick turnaround going into the 50 overs?
You personally, just to confirm, there are no injury concerns. It's a rotational issue. That's why you played in the first match and then sat out the second and the third match of the T20 series?
Yeah, 100%. It's just a rotational. I mean, the convener selector did mention when the squad came out that it will be rotational, especially with the World Cup approaching. And obviously, we want to see where the squad is at and not just stick to the same 11 each and every game.
What's the strategy for the World Cup? As you said, it's on the way.
Yeah, I think for us, we know that there's tournaments out there, obviously. So the likes of Marizan Cup, Laura Volpart, Chloe Tryon, actually heading over to the 100 is good for the team. And I think for us now, we've got a couple of series heading into the World Cup. So obviously, we can't disclose that. But I think for me and for my personal thing is to just take it like one day, one week, one month at a time. And obviously, knowing that what's going to get us over the line. And I mean, we are going to Bangladesh, so it is a low wicket. So how our seam is bowling, how our spin is bowling, and obviously how do we approach it with the bat?
So our team lost the series, but silver lining, Laura Volpart's in good form. She got player of the series.
Oh, 100%. And I mean, she did have a tough Australian tour, and to just see the character that she has to actually come back, first game back after that Australian tour with 100. You know, and then she got sick the second game, and then obviously with the last one with the 50. And I mean, with her, like, she needed that. And I mean, us as a team, we fully behind her and also her leadership. And I think it's good to know that she's coming along nicely. And I mean, with that momentum leading up to a World Cup is gold.
Before the World Cup, we've got the one-day international series, the ODIs against the same opposition, Sri Lanka. That starts in East London next week. How are we feeling about that?
No, we're feeling good, and I think it's always good to kind of measure up of what we were lacking. And I mean, we can't say that was an out-and-out performance, but when we look at the way Nadine de Klerk finished off the innings, that's what we look for. And I mean, we're a very good team, and I mean, with the leadership, with the ball, with Marizan Cup coming in, so there's a lot, and it's just implementing all together on that given day. And I think we're a very strong side. It's just that consistency, and also, yeah, I think it's consistency, like game in, game out, to just be consistent.
In addition to consistency, without giving away too many trade secrets, what are you guys going to be focusing on? You've obviously discussed where the points are that you feel you maybe haven't hit the mark. Any areas you care to highlight?
No, 100%. I think we all know that we have to execute on the day. And I think for me, it would just be execution, whether it's with the ball, the bat, and also the fielding. I think it's just being calm under pressure. I think that's the one thing. We were under pressure last night, and then just calmness would have been nice. But I think where we're at is a learning curve. And I mean, we're not perfect. We have to take it just one game at a time. And I think going into the ODIs, I think it's just give ourselves a chance and give ourselves time out there, whether it's with the ball, whether it's with the bat, and just being patient. I mean, hitting the right line when you're batting. If it's your day, you just capitalize on the opportunity instead of just giving the wicket away.
Now, of course, you want to win every single game that you play, but realistic expectations for the T20 World Cup. Talk to me.
Realistic. Obviously, we walked into the final last World Cup,
yeah,
but I think for us as a team, just having a taste of that, we kind of like want to actually go all the way this time. And I mean, as I mentioned before, it's going to take a lot of out of everyone, and consistency is the one thing that I implemented before. And I think for us, consistency, and I think on any given day, we are a world-class team. It's just getting over that mark and obviously just being consistent in what we do, because it's not a lack of skill. It's not a lack of effort. It's just going out there and just playing cricket.
You yourself, if you don't mind me sharing with listeners, 29 years old at the moment. How long does a career typically last for these days? You're a lot fitter than your predecessors.
Yeah, 100%. I think the one thing that I've knuckled down on is just the fitness element, because if you look after your body, everything kind of generally takes place. And I mean, my biggest inspiration is MS Dhoni, especially as a keeper, like for him to go in his 40s still going. That's someone that's looked after his body. And I mean, that's what I'm doing at the moment. And I mean, it will take time. I think from my personal capacity, I think when the wheels come off, I'll be like, I think it's time. But for now, we're good. We're good to go. But you'll be the first to know. I was like, okay, I think we're close now. But yeah, I'll give you a heads up.
General state of women's cricket in South Africa, let's say now versus when you started your career.
When I started my career, I didn't know much about it because I come from a hockey background. So it was always like, hockey is professional? Cool. And I think now where it is with the professional contracts and provincial setups, that I think only now we're starting to realize the professionalism around it. And I mean, this season was the first time that there's been contracts out for provincial players, and you can kind of see the growth in there. Like whenever I come back for the deep world lines, I just see players improving game in, game out. And I mean, we want that. We want that competitive ethic, because competition brings out the best in every player. And I think that's kudos to CSA for actually making it professional, which means it closes the gap from the national players to the provincial players, so anyone can filter in at any given time.
And in terms of support from the public and media coverage, it seems to be a lot more high profile these days than it was.
No, 100%. And I think for us also as players, we also have a responsibility for the future generations coming in to actually put ourselves out there. From a media coverage, you can't even say there's nothing, because it's everywhere. Whenever we're playing, there's something out there. Yes, there's probably one would say, oh, it's not enough, because I know like my soccer friends are like, I don't understand cricket. So I think bringing them through for a game, then they're like, oh, it's actually quite cool. It's like always that reaction. I'm like, bro, did you think I was playing a boring sport? No. You just have to just understand the game. And I think a lot of people actually struggle with the rules of cricket. And I think that's what us as players could actually do. To like just go in and say, okay, 4 runs is this, or 6 runs is this. And then my friends will ask me, what happens when the umpire touches their leg, which is a leg by? It's like, it's a leg by. It's like, but then why is it still a run? I was like, I don't know. It's just a run. Like, as a cricketer, you don't think about things like that. And you can understand the confusion. It's just, yeah, explaining to people. Like, even my mom didn't understand cricket to save her life. But after the World Cup, she even tells me about, yeah, you guys batted well. And I'm like, oh, thanks, Mom. You understand?
How are you feeling about your form at the moment? I mean, a wicketkeeper requires a lot of concentration.
Yeah, you know, I didn't start the season the way that I wanted. But if I look back to Pakistan to now, it's like two different players. And I think the one thing that I did work on is to just the mental aspect of the game. I think skill has always been there, but it's just trusting yourself and your prep. And obviously, I've trained really hard and I've actually knuckled down. But I think, as I mentioned earlier, it's just a patience game and trusting each and every day why we do something. The way I train now is very direct. I kind of implement the game. So if I'm catching a ball, I want the coaches to hit the way that a Marazan Cup would ball, how a Nonkulle Gomlaba would ball. So everything that I've been doing now is very thought through. I don't know if that's a word, but everything that I do is literally how I'd receive it in a game. Also goes with the batting. Yes, I've struggled with the bats, but we've identified the places of concern. And obviously with this off-season coming in after Sri Lanka, that's where you actually knuckle down and work on those things.
Now, the third T20 International against Sri Lanka was played at Buffalo Park in East London. The first one-day international on, is it Tuesday? Is going to be at Buffalo Park as well. I'm sure you're looking forward to starting. You're born in the city.
Not everyone knows I'm from East London, but yeah, my cricket career actually started there, but I was very young then. And, you know, I'd love to start there, but obviously I'm not in charge of that, but I'll obviously make sure that I do what's necessary And, yeah, we take it from there.
Well, best of luck to you and the South African Protea women, not only for the upcoming T20 World Cup, but starting that one-day international series against Sri Lanka. Appreciate you joining us on Behind the Herald Headlines today. Sinala Jafta, all the best.
That was today's edition of Behind the Herald Headlines with Darren Mann.